Perhaps one of the saddest chapters, one of the darkest chapters, in the history of Newfoundland and Labrador is another step to closing. VOCM's Linda Swain has followed this story for years and has this report.
The National Museum of Scotland has agreed to release the remains of two of the last of the Beothuk, Nonna Sabbisut and his wife Damastuit, and allow them to be repatriated to Canada. Nonna Sabbisut was shot and killed in 1818 in an encounter on Red Indian Lake with a party led by David Buchan. Through a series of misunderstandings, Nonna Sabbisut was shot and his wife Damastuit, who had only recently given birth, was kidnapped and taken to Twillingate, where she lived for a time with Anglican minister Reverend John Lee. She was later brought to St. John's. Funds were raised to have her brought back to her people, but she never made it home alive. She succumbed to TB on Buchan's ship the Grasshopper in what is now Botwood Harbour in 1820 on her way home. Her body was left in a coffin on the shoreline where it was discovered by her people and brought back to the interior to lie with her husband and infant child. The remains were found by William Cormac in 1828. He sent the skulls back to Scotland where they have been held ever since. A formal request was made by the Canadian government early last year to have the remains repatriated to Canada, an effort spearheaded by Meazel Joe, the chief of the Miapakek Mi'kmaq First Nation. Meazel Joe traveled to Scotland in 2017, where he spent time with the remains, a time he told me left him with a great feeling of reverence and awe. I spoke with the chief yesterday following word that his efforts have seen some success.
Well, I'm absolutely delighted with it. I mean, my first thought when I spoke to the Premier a little while ago. I didn't say it, but my first thought was, yahoo, it's finally happening. And unexpected news today, but delighted that it finally is coming true.
Now, these remains will be sent to Ottawa. Is there any hopes of them coming back here to Newfoundland?
Well, when I started this process over 4 years ago, my thought at the time was, I don't care if they've got to come to somewhere in Canada, that's fine, as long as they're on Canadian soil. Then we'll work on with the province of Newfoundland to bring them back to Newfoundland, where they belong. And I would think that he would probably go back to the rooms to start with.
This cause has been very dear to your heart. You spent some time with the remains. Tell us what that was like.
It was like having one of your own family taken away from you and then finally being released back to you. And then another time, like this week, last week, that we've gone through the traumatic time in the community, it almost feel like it all coincided with that time. And it's an incredible feeling to have been a part of that. It's like having a family come home from somewhere that it was taken for, that they were never meant to be in the first place.
Would you like to see them come back to Newfoundland eventually?
Absolutely. I would think that would be the goal that we would aim for. But for me, I'm happy that they're coming back to Canadian soil, and then we have a better opportunity then to work with the provincial government and the Aboriginal leadership around Newfoundland and the federal government to have them brought back Newfoundland to where they belong.
And will there be any kind of a ceremony planned for when they return? Any idea when that might happen?
Well, I haven't really thought about it a few times, but I spoke to the Premier. It's not a hard and fast request, mind you, but I said I would love to be a part of the honor guard leaving Scotland with the remains and be on guard with them when they land in Canadian soil. That would be my only request that I would make. And that's pretty much it for me. I think it's worthwhile doing. If all the Aboriginal leadership could be there to do that, it'd be incredible.
Meazel Joe, thank you once again, and congratulations on this very hard-fought battle.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you so very, very much. And the people that put a lot of time and effort into making it happen.
That's Meazel Joe, and I'm Linda Swain, VOCM.